you got to cut yourself some slack. Everybody learns as they go along. You can't be too hard on yourself, and you're not going to have it all figured out in the first few months.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
This week's podcast is being brought to you by GSK and their Take 5 for Meningitis campaign. Did you know that young adults have higher rates of meningitis due to close contact with each other, sharing drinks or eating utensils, coughing or kissing? While this disease may be uncommon, studies have shown that between 2014 and 2017, the relative risk of contracting meningitis B was 3.5 to 5 times higher in college students aged 18 to 24 years compared with peers not attending college. Only 1 in 3 parents know the 2 different types of vaccines that are needed to help protect against the most common types of meningitis that are A, C, W, Y, and B. We always want to make sure that we're taking care of our kids, so make sure you visit meningitisb.com for more information and talk to your doctor about the 2 vaccines available to help protect against the 5 vaccine preventable groups of meningitis A, C, W, Y, and B, and all the other CDC recommended vaccines needed for your children. And make sure you check out my interview with the GSK vaccination expert, and it's a great way you can take 5 for meningitis to learn more ways you can protect your kids.
Hey everybody, Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast and on the line. I'm very happy to have Jay DeMarcus. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, Jay. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. My pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. We're going to be talking about the great music you and the rest of your team over at Rascal Flatts do, and of course, the new Netflix series, DeMarcus Family Rules. Congratulations on that.
Obviously
brings you on the show to talk a little bit about fatherhood. So take me back when you found out you were going to be a dad. What was going through your mind, sir?
Well, it was incredible, and it was one of those moments where everything sort of goes into slow motion and slows down around you, and you know your life has changed forever in that instant. Allison and I had been trying to have kids for a while, and had even gone to in vitro classes, and she'd started the drugs and everything, and she just broke down one day and said, these drugs affect me too much, and I can't go through this. I feel so stressed out, and so we'd actually resigned ourselves to the fact that maybe we weren't going to be able to get pregnant and have kids. And as every story goes, almost that I hear, as soon as she got off the drugs and we forgot about it, 2 months later, she was pregnant. And it was just what we considered to be a gift from God and nothing short of a miracle, you know?
Wow, Jay. I appreciate your story. And I know a lot of the guys listen to this and actually parents listen to this. There's going to be some that can relate. So again, like this whole podcast is just to kind of, you know, bring dads together, shine fatherhood in a good light. And you just kind of sharing that. I think you know this too. When you find out more people who are trying to have a child and there are some hurdles that you have to jump over, when you find out other people are going through certain things that are similar to you, like, all right, it's not just me. Not that like it makes you feel so much better, but at least you can relate to that. Like, all right, you know, and you kind of pick their brain on what they were going through, right?
Yeah. I think that all of us like to feel the camaraderie of somebody that's going through the same thing we are. And I think we find encouragement in that fact. So I totally get it and totally understand. And I like it now because I'm able to relate to someone that's gone through the same thing that we've gone through.
Nice, man. Thank you for sharing that. And
yes, sir. You
know, yeah, and of course, people can check your family life on DeMarcus Family Rules on Netflix. It's streaming now. People can check it out. For you, what are some of the challenges you face as a dad with balancing work and family?
You know, I think that some of the challenges are the natural ones that come along with what I do for a living. It's just really tough to be gone as much as we have been and still feel like you're being a great father. You know, there are just times where you have to say no to working hard and to taking trips that seem to make sense on paper. But when you look at the overall effect it's going to have on your relationship with your kids and all the things you're going to miss, you know, you've got to be able to say no, and you've got to be able to be honest with yourself and go, what's the price I'm willing to pay here? This may be a little too high. I'm going to be gone so much from them that I'm going to miss so many things. And I still want to feel connected to my kids. I still want to feel involved. And so those are some of the challenges that come with the nature of what we do in the flats for a living.
No doubt, man. And, you know, we always have this idea when we were looking up to our parents and like they know all the answers, right? The thing when you become a parent, you're like, all right, maybe I don't know everything, right?
Yeah.
And it's always a learning curve, but let me kind of flip the script, sir, and like, let me ask you, what is something that your children have taught you, whether about yourself or just life in general?
Man, that is a great question. My kids have taught me to be not as uptight about little things that I used to be uptight about. And I've really had to learn to let go of a lot of the, I'm mildly OCD. I like things in their place. And when you have a couple of kids,
I'm the same way. I'm just laughing because I'm the exact same way, Jay. Like my oldest, she calls me the sheriff. And then like, especially during this pandemic, I might stock up on a couple of more things than I usually did. And she's like, Dad, your OCD is kicking in, isn't it? So I'm just laughing because I'm 100% on your level, dude.
Brother, I'm right there with you. I like things in their place. I like to know where I can find something when I put it away. And everything that I have now gets moved.
You're wondering, like, am I losing my mind? No, it's just my family moving things around, right?
I know. It's the truth. It's awesome. And then I love it. My wife will move something and she'll blame it on the kids. It's amazing.
That's fantastic, man. We're going to go into the DeMarcus Family Rules in one quick second, but I just have two regular fatherhood questions for you, man. And people who know your story and the different bands you've been in, of course, the hard work for you guys. I mean, of course, the accolades are great and all that stuff, but just to keep on in this business, in the entertainment business, especially the music industry, man, a lot of hard work, a lot of tenacity, a lot of grit. So besides those type of values, because they're going to see that even when they get older, like, wow, my dad had to put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get where he was, right? But talk about some of the other core values you're looking to instill, you and your wife are looking to instill into your kids as they're growing up.
Well, I think the main core value that I hope they are instilled with is the value of having faith and believing in a God that's bigger than who you are, and finding that that he loves you more than anything in the world, and that he loved you so much that he sent his only son to die and to pay for your sins. I think that core value my parents instilled in me from an early age has carried me through my life, through the hard times and the good times. And I feel like more than anything else in this world, that is the strength that will carry you through when life throws things at you that you don't see or expect.
Wow. Very powerful right there. And I think the next question kind of bleeds into that too is, again, you're a dad. You know, we were kind of like joking about certain things that, like, you know, on the funny side of fatherhood, but for new parents to be listening to this, new dads, like, always, you know, people always ask, like, what should I prepare for? You can read every book under the sun, but what is one piece of advice you'd like to offer dads to be?
Yeah, I think the main thing is you got to cut yourself some slack. Everybody learns as they go along. You can't be too hard on yourself, and you're not going to have it all figured out in the first few months. So you've got to be patient with yourself, and you got to give yourself some room to grow and some room to change. You may think that things are going to be one way when you bring a kid into the world, but I can promise you, whatever you think you're prepared for, you are not, and you're going to be surprised every single day.
Great piece of advice. People, make sure you listen to Jay on that one, because I can totally agree with what he's saying right there. And of course, people can get a glimpse of your family. Of course, you know, you've been in the limelight, you know, and of course your wife, her background, obviously in the pageant industry, she's been in the limelight too, but now your kids get a glimpse of that as well. I mean, of course they'll, you know, with your work and her work and all that, they've seen it, but now they're in front of the camera as well. So talk a little bit about how DeMarcus Family Rules came to be, and how did you and your wife kind of prepare your kids as the camera started rolling?
Well, it was a series of things that happened. Our dear friends are Todd and Julie Chrisley, and they live right around the corner from us. When we started going on to their show a few times, and they had us on probably a half a dozen times, and we went to dinner with them. And they sat us down and said, you know, we think that there's a show there for you guys. You guys are really funny. Your kids are funny and unpredictable. And Todd said, I really think that the things that you go through will resonate with a lot of people. And I think a lot of families will see themselves in you and in the situations you deal with as parents. So, you know, obviously we were trepidatious at first. That's a big leap to let cameras into your house and to expose your kids to that and everything. But when Todd sat us down and reassured us that, you know, he was going to be an executive producer and he would protect us and also help protect the brand that I've worked so hard to build with Gary and Jodan over the years, it just it made us feel a whole lot better. We shot a sizzle reel. He stayed true to his word, and he really did protect us and presented us in what I feel like is a pretty realistic and favorable light. And So it took us a while to decide to do it, but it's one of those things where our kids had a blast.
Nice.
I had fun doing something with them. It was neat to get the whole family involved, and I'm really thrilled we had a chance to live through that together. And, you know, whether we get another season or not, Lord willing, we do, but we always have that on film captured forever. And what we were able to do in the fall of 2019.
Yeah, spot on right there. Because you have, I mean, you know this, man. Like, fatherhood, parenthood just goes, like, the Cats in the Cradle song is so true to life. Because you're just like, I got time with my kids, especially this pandemic, everybody's hanging out. But time moves on, and you guys have that time capsule right there. And I hope it does get more seasons, because a lot of people are digging it. The sizzle reel, like, one of the things I love when you're wearing, like, the hazmat suit, and you're putting the turkey in, man.
Yeah.
I thought that was great, but like,
I know, buddy.
For you, man, what is like? What was some of the funniest moments from the season, from this first season, that you can kind of share with us?
Yeah, you know, it was funny for me because we weren't around when other people were filming, so I laughed out loud at some of our other, our family members and how they interacted with each other and how funny they were. So I was watching it for the first time along with everybody else, and I was like, oh my gosh, I never knew Mickey was that funny, or I never knew the kid said that in their interview segment. That's hysterical. So there are all kinds of moments that I saw for the first time that I was blown away by, going, oh my gosh.
I love that.
This really is funny. I didn't think it was funny. It is funny.
That's great. And of course, go to Netflix to check out DeMarcus Family Rules. Now the first season streaming up on there. What are your kids' feedback of seeing like the finished product? Like, they must be kind of like, this is pretty sweet, right? Like, what have they been saying to you guys?
Well, honestly, they don't feel like they're in it enough. They said, oh, this show is all about you guys. Which was really, really hysterical to me. My daughter's already started demanding more screen time for season two, so...
That, I love that, man. Appreciate that. And of course, Rascal Flatts, man, out of all the awards, all the accomplishment, hit songs, I know you guys have done so much. A lot of people enjoy your music, and I know that people have talked to you about how much their, you know, your music has meant to them during times of joy, sadness, whatever the case may be. Music is there just to like give you a big hug, right? And you guys know that. I'm preaching to the choir, talking to you
it
about
is.
That. But for you, like, is there something that you are most proud of that you and your bandmates created over the years, whether it's at that time, that song or that award or that tour meant to you because of where you are at? I mean, I know it's really hard asking that question. It's almost like, what's your favorite child? And of course, you never answer that. But for you, like, is there like a moment that like you that stands out more than the rest?
Absolutely. Our involvement with the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital here in Nashville, Tennessee, over the past 16 years has been the thing that means the most to me and the part of our legacy that I treasure the most that we'll leave behind. Our wonderful hospital here, just that staff of people are angels walking the earth. They're nothing short of it. And, you know, we started our work so long ago before we had kids. And it means even more to me now that I do have my own kids that I've brought into the world to know that there's a place like that that exists. That, you know, back in 2010, I was trying to remember the date. It was 2010. We went over there and they unveiled the Rascal Flatts Surgery Center. And that center will be there. Every kid that goes to Vanderbilt to have an operation goes to the Rascal Flatts Surgery Center. And that means the world to me, knowing that Rascal Flatts Surgery Center will be there long after we leave the earth. And I'm so proud of that.
I got goosebumps right now. You're saying that, Jay, and another thing that you can kind of share with your kids. And that's a great answer. I mean, just talk about we want to leave this world in a better place for our kids, man. And what you said right there, just being a father and how you can relate to all of these things that are going at, you know, with children who are battling certain things. I love that. And I think, again, that's another great way you can pass on to your kids, being like, hey, pay it forward, be the difference. Let's be positive instead of negative. Right.
Yeah.
So well done on that, man. And one more question before the Fatherhood Quick Five. And you're a creative guy, of course, because you guys in the band have created so many great songs. Talk about your creative process. Is it different from song to song or album to album, or comes for the formulation of a song? I'm guessing it's not going to be the same way and like cookie cutter, but what is your creative process like if you have a certain one?
Yeah, you know, the last few albums we've done here at my house, and I've sort of spearheaded the production on them. We all work really hard on the records, but, you know, by default, and also also because it was what I came to town to do. I wanted to be a producer and a songwriter. Never dreamed I would be in a band, let alone two bands. My life sort of took some different turns, but I love to live with a song and sort of flesh it out by myself, kind of run things by the guys, and then we get in the studio together and start trying things, and we all have input on how the song ends up and how the track is formed. And, you know, there's very few singers on the planet that can do to a song what Gary LaVox does to a song. And, you know, no matter how hard you work on a track, whether or not you have a vocal that is convincing and somebody selling the song is the most important piece. I don't care how many different instruments you have on it or how hard you worked on the arrangement. If you don't have a guy delivering a great lead vocal that is compelling, you don't have anything. So a lot of that weight of responsibility goes on Gary, and, you know, he's just delivered time and time again over the years, and you can't say enough about how important his voice has been for this generation of country music fans. And I really think we've been successful as Rascal Flatts because we all three bring unique gifts and talents to the table that we try to maximize to their full potential. And that's what we try to do every time we walk in the studio together.
Love it, Jay. And again, I appreciate that because I love that creative process from creative people like yourself, man. And for you just kind of lay it down like that. Perfect, man. So thank you very much for indulging me into that. Now we're going to go into the fatherhood quick five for you guys. I don't know, probably changes here and there with your kids' ages and all that, but do you have a favorite family movie right now you guys like to watch together?
The Greatest Showman seems to be on loop here because they love the music in it, and it's so well done. And so, that's one of our favorites.
Nice. And it can be a Rascal Flatts song, it can be whatever song, but is there a favorite song right now that you guys like to sing and dance to as a family? Or, I mean, there's probably a lot because everyone's probably got an eclectic taste to your family. Was there a band you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to when they got to a certain age?
Yes. Right now, my kids are wearing out our new single, How They Remember You. Nice. They sing it to and from school all day long. My son, as a matter of fact, there's a video on my Instagram right now at Jay DeMarcus. You can see my son singing it at the piano with me, and he loves that song. So, and then the band I couldn't wait to introduce my kids to was Journey. I mean, Journey in Chicago are my two favorite bands, and my son has become obsessed with Journey in Chicago, and I'm so proud of him. You've got to start them early. Yeah. You've got to start their musical taste early. And so they are obsessed, and I couldn't be more proud.
Love it, man. And again, I know everybody's kind of doing their own social distancing thing during this pandemic, but describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
The perfect family vacation for us is in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Mm. My wife grew up going there with her folks when she was a little girl, and we still have the same house that they had over there, vacation house on the beach. And we love to go over there and just go to the beach and, you know, be as lazy as we can be and eat at all the wonderful restaurants over there. And I try to play golf every day that I'm there. And then we huddle up in that little house as a family and enjoy being together. And it's, that's my, in my mind, as close to heaven on earth as you can get.
Love it, man. Again, passing, there's something cool about passing something from generation to generation in a family, especially like that house, man. So I love that. And I'm guessing maybe the next one is like Chicago or Journey, but first album you purchased was?
First album I purchased was Chicago 16. When I heard Hard to Say I'm Sorry on the radio, it transformed my life. I mean, it really cemented in me that I wanted to do this and make that kind of music for the rest of my life. And so I saved up my money, and I believe it was a cassette, actually, nice, that I went to the store. My mom drove me, and I wore that Chicago 16 tape out.
Love it, man. And lastly, top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as a dad.
Loving, patient, kind.
Nice. Great three words right there. People, make sure you follow Jay on Twitter at Jay DeMarcus, and also check out DeMarcus Family Rules on Netflix and go to rascalflatts.com for more on Rascal Flatts. Jay, I know you're a busy guy. I know you got a lot of things cooking, but I appreciate you taking the time, and I really enjoy the series on Netflix, and I really appreciate your thoughts on fatherhood, sir.
Well, thank you so much, but I'm not that busy anymore. No one is.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.